hey, hi, how are you? It is 6 o'clock, Andy and Mel. It's Monday, and it's like 10 below zero.
Not quite, but it feels like it.
Well, sort of.
It's really cold.
It's 19.
It's really cold.
I wasn't that far off. It's really cold. Now, in another 3 months, this isn't going to feel like a big deal.
No, this will actually feel like a heat wave.
It'll feel a little warm, maybe. Mm-hmm. But right now, first time we've dipped below 20.
Yeah.
It feels awful.
It's so cold. I had my hat, my scarf, my gloves, everything
on. I actually put on gloves in the truck.
Yeah.
Because the heater hadn't kicked in yet really that well, and my hands were freezing, and I put on my gloves. I couldn't take it anymore.
All I gotta say is thank goodness for remote car starters.
Yeah, we don't have one anymore.
Because
we traded in the car
that we
had it in.
Yeah.
So
it's so nice.
Yeah, Chris already said she was gonna make an appointment for our newest vehicle to
get one
installed, and
it's a good idea.
Somehow I don't think I'm gonna get to put one in my truck though.
Bummer.
Well, you know, she's gotta have one in her car.
She drives the kids to daycare.
Yeah, because I don't pick up the kids from daycare.
You need to get one, too. Maybe they got a 2-for-1 deal. A BOGO.
Maybe.
You never know.
Well, we'll get the second remote, but not a starter.
Right.
Thanks. I'm glad I have a remote starter remote for your car.
Yeah, what's the point of that?
Thanks. That's great. So, yeah.
Well, hey,
she's the one who's leaving in the cold car with him. Your truck's already warm by the time you get there. Oh, shut up. I don't want to hear that. I want a remote starter in my truck.
Get one.
Quit making excuses for my wife to tell me not to spend money. She has enough already.
That's true.
She wrote the book on it. So, speaking of issues with your wife, I think General David Petraeus has a few of those issues going on right now. Do you hear about this?
What?
The general?
No.
Like the big dog general?
No.
He was the CIA director and now former Army General David Petraeus. He had to resign over an affair with the woman who wrote his biography.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah. He'd been married for 38 years, 4-star Army general, commanded the multinational force in Iraq and Afghanistan. He retired from the Army last August and has been the head of the CIA since last September. Now, sometime earlier this year, he was working with a 40-year-old author named Paula Broadwell on his biography. They started having an affair. By the way, Paula also married with kids as well.
Oh,
and,
man.
As of now, they're both still married. The title of the book takes on a whole new double entendre, though, when you know what was going on then. All In.
Oh, boy.
Very few specifics about the affair have come out, but we do know that David wrote one email about having sex under his desk.
Mm, under?
Yeah. Well, they had to hide, I guess.
That wouldn't be very comfortable.
I don't think it was about the comfort.
Okay.
The affair came out because this Paula Broadwell got jealous of another woman. That woman was 37-year-old Jill Kelly of Tampa, Florida. Not clear whether she was just a friend of David's or if she was having an affair with him, too. But we do know that Paula considered her a threat and was sending her crazy emails. Jill eventually went to the FBI because she feared for her life.
What?
They launched an investigation which uncovered David's affair with Paula.
Oh, so, boy.
Yeah. President Obama accepted his resignation on Thursday. There's also an investigation into whether he granted Paula access to classified emails and other extremely sensitive files.
Ooh.
Both of them could have them looking at federal charges.
Ooh.
That's some expensive side action there.
That was stupid.
Yeah. Wow. That is unbelievable.
Makes me shake my head.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know what I think it's these guys who achieve, because to become a 4-star general, you have to be an alpha male. Like,
yeah,
you conquer things. You I want that. I'm going to get it and kill it. And, you know, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, same thing with the athletes that are skeezing around on their wives.
Yeah.
You know, it's completely terrible, but it's just their brain It's how they operate, which is kind of ridiculous.
It is.
But anyway, so there is a cooler, happier news.
I'd like that.
Off of the weekend.
Okay.
First of all, the, let's see, let me find it. Here we go. Yes.
Oh, Vikings, let's win this game.
Vikings won a football game yesterday.
They did, and they did an awesome job.
I wouldn't say they did an awesome job.
Okay. AP?
Adrian Peterson did an awesome job.
He is amazing.
He's pretty good. I think that kid's got a future.
Yeah.
He had 120 yards in the last 15 minutes of the game.
Woo! Yeah. So. I was cleaning when I had the game on, so I was kind of just peeking up and watching it, but I wasn't actually sitting down and watching it, but I kept checking the score and seeing what was going on, and I there was a lot of every time I looked at the TV screen going, woo! And Thea, and Thea would go like, Mom, what's going on? I'm like, Vikings are winning!
I had no idea we were had it on, we had Rockley's birthday party yesterday with all the relatives over, and so I wasn't able to like watch it like I normally would.
Right.
And I remember a couple of times I'd turn around, oh, there goes Adrian. That touchdown. Okay. And turn around a little while later. Oh, there he goes again. Okay. Yeah. We're probably going to win this game.
Yeah, go AP.
Christian Ponder threw one good pass.
Only one.
It was early in the game. It was a long 50-yarder to a guy who was a rookie who had been on the inactive list every week.
Really?
He hadn't even gotten to dress. He gets to stand on the sideline in sweatpants and, you know, like whatever the Nike designed NFL approved uniform for not playing is what he was wearing.
Okay.
And, well, that's part of the deal.
No, I know. That's just funny.
They have to wear this whatever getup. You know, they're like handed it to them by the equipment manager.
Yeah. Here's what you have to wear.
Here's what you
got to
wear. Here's the official NFL Nike cap and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. Here's your sweatsuit.
The tracksuit, isn't it?
Oh, and that's why they get in. There was a couple of coaches that were getting in trouble for wearing suits, suit and tie on the sideline.
Really?
Well, because the official outfitter doesn't make suits. They make athletic apparel.
Oh, goodness.
And so.
Why can't a coach wear a suit and tie?
That became kind of a topic.
Yeah.
Back a few years ago. I think it was Jack Del Rio when he was coaching for the Jaguars. He was wearing a suit and tie, which is what all the coaches used to wear.
I have no problem with them wearing a suit and tie.
I think you're exempt. But then it ended up he had to wear like a, because Reebok had the deal then, he had to wear like a Reebok pin on his suit.
Okay. Well, that's.
Because they take shots of the head coach a lot throughout the
game.
That's
a fair trade. Yeah. Or they could have had a tie that had.
Or stupid, because the logo's on the uniforms of the players and they're getting enough of their money's worth.
You would think.
But anyway. Wow. So, yeah. Vikings won, Bears lost, and the Packers did not win.
Woo!
Because it's their bye week. So they couldn't lose either.
I was only paying attention to the Viking game and I only half watched that. So.
Yeah.
All I saw is that we won, and that's all I cared, so it was awesome.
State football championships this weekend, Washington won. It was,
way to go.
They beat Brandon Valley. It was a close game. Brandon Valley was actually winning. When I was able to turn it on, we nieces and nephews were in town, so we went to their hotel to go swimming with the kids, and forgot that it was on, and got home, and it was like third quarter, and then Washington ripped off a couple of touchdowns, and boom, ball game. But something that happens very infrequently happened.
What?
The Joe Robbie MVP of the game was not on the winning team.
Really?
It was Chase Marceau from Brandon Valley. He set, like, passing records.
Wow.
For the game, and he was the MVP. And the most valuable running back and the most valuable lineman was a kid from Washington. I'm sorry, I don't remember his name.
Wow, that doesn't happen very often.
No, it doesn't. It has happened.
Yeah, but not
from
very
time
often.
To time.
Yeah, wow.
It does not happen very often. So
cool.
And then Del Rapids put the smackdown on Harrisburg on Friday night, and Tri-Valley lost to Winner.
There was something really cool
Friday.
About Winner, right?
Yeah.
And they really had, near and dear to our hearts, too.
I had no idea what it was when I was watching the game, and I forgot that they were from Winner. I mean, it just didn't click, Winner football. And you
right.
But they had these orange W's on the back of their helmets,
mm-hmm.
and those were in honor of Wesson Latow, who passed away from cancer, one of the Cure Kids cancer kids.
Yeah.
Passed away a month or so ago.
Not very long ago.
A couple months ago.
Yeah.
And so they had that orange W on the back, and I...
Just talking about it now gives me chills.
I had no idea what it was for, but then the announcers on TV said what it was for, and it was like, huh.
That's so awesome.
That was cool.
That was very cool.
Today is the greatest day I've ever known. We'll find out why coming up shortly. News is next. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 623, up to 31 today. And windy, blustery, they call it. Yeah. Internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I changed my password to incorrect. That way, when I forget what it is, I type it in wrong. The computer will tell me your password is incorrect. It's a good idea.
Kind of. I'm not sure how
password.
To feel that way. It is better than password, you're right. But I'm not sure it's entirely better. But anyway...
104.7.
Today is November 12th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known. But it is not, because Anne Hathaway is 30 today.
I like her.
Princess Diaries, Get Smart, mm-hmm. which was a really good movie. It's one of the few movies I actually saw.
That one?
Shortly after it came out.
Really?
Get Smart. I liked it. It was funny.
Okay.
Steve Carell?
I know who was in it.
The Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah, she's in a ton of good movies.
Yeah, her friends threw her a surprise party for her birthday. It left her really wide-eyed.
Ba-doom, boom.
Ba-doom, boom. Ryan Gosling's 32 today.
Yummy.
The Mantastic Noah in The Notebook.
Mm-hmm.
They should have called it Noah in The Notebook.
Oh my God, he's so hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know who is hot?
Who?
Gote de Pablo.
Okay.
She's 33 today. Oh, you know Cote de Pablo.
I do.
Ziva David.
Oh, Ziva. I don't think she's hot, remember?
Yeah, because she has a little widow's peak at the top of
it
her head.
It looks weird.
Still hot.
Looks weird.
Guys, don't look at the widow's peak of
How
your hair.
How can you not notice it? Looks like an elf.
I don't care if her hair looks like an elf. The rest of her doesn't look like an elf.
It's
Tanya
weird.
Harding is 42 today. Sexy and classy gal there.
Great.
Sammy Sosa is 44 today. Baseball had been very, very good to him. Megan Mullally is 54 today. She did that daytime talk show. Remember that?
No.
No? Okay. She was the squeaky, naughty gal on Will and Grace.
Oh! I love her.
Neil Young, 67 today, a.k.a. the godfather of grunge. Al Michaels. One of the best sportscasters ever, 68 today. Also not the greatest day I've ever known, because it was on this day in 1859. 21-year-old Jules Leotard made his flying trapeze debut in Paris. He designed and named the leotard that we know and love today.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
1933. Hugh Gray from the British Aluminum Company was walking alone along the shores of Loch Ness when the waters erupted and a large creature appeared in the mist. He was able to take 5 pictures of the Loch Ness monster, but after developing the film, 4 of the pictures were blank.
Ooh.
Hmm. This day in 1954, Ellis Island closed after processing more than 20 million immigrants going through New York Harbor. 1984, Madonna released her best-selling album ever, Like a Virgin. And on this day in 1993, The Piano was released. Won Holly Hunter an Oscar for Best Actress, but she didn't say a word in the whole movie.
Weird.
But today is the greatest day I have ever known, because it is the birthday of an actor who you know, but don't know.
Okay.
His name is Wallace Shawn. He's 69 today. Where do you know him from? He was in The Princess Bride and was the guy who always said...
Inconceivable!
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about.
Inconceivable!
Yeah. It got old fast. Anyway, that's why today, November 12th, is... Dirt!
Tell you who broke up, it's the biggest one of the year. That's coming up in the dirt.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 6:42. We're going to top out at 31 today. It's cold out right now. What is it? It's 18. Burr. So, Mel was at a wedding this weekend.
I was. My neighbor growing up, Caitlin, got married this weekend.
And got so offended over a song that the DJ played.
Well, and it was just during when we were eating, and I take back my offendedness, I guess.
Well, let's tell the whole story.
Because,
come on.
Well, we're sitting there, and I heard the Ray Charles song on. They're playing jazz and stuff, which was cool, you know, while we're eating. And I heard the Ray Charles song, which I thought was Gold Digger because of Jamie Foxx's song.
Gold Digger would have been Kanye West.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Kanye West.
Which Gold Digger would have been inappropriate at a wedding.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, yeah.
The only problem is.
She give me money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a kind of friend indeed. I got a woman.
Yeah.
Way over town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good to It's called the original
apparently,
is I Got a Woman, not Gold Digger.
Apparently, they don't say Gold Digger in that part of the original.
So, as it turns like, out, it's a sweet song about I Got a Woman.
And I was sitting there going, why would you play this song at a wedding? Who plays Gold Digger?
Well, here's one for you, though, that is actually accurate now, okay. to kind of freak out about. My best friend Kyle, they walked out to this song, which granted sounds amazing, but.
I love this song.
The song is called Bittersweet Symphony.
I know. The thing with this one is, honestly, if I do ever get married again, I totally want to walk into this instrumental because it's beautiful.
But I guess one could say marriage is bittersweet.
It is.
I mean, it isn't always sweet.
No.
Keep that in mind, newlyweds.
Yeah.
It ain't your wedding day every day.
Uh-uh.
Ever. Well, some days, maybe.
I know, you know, and honestly, that song, I've always thought would be perfect to walk in to just because the music is beautiful.
Well, and when at Kyle's wedding, they had like, they had all the string instruments there.
Which is so cool.
It.
Yeah.
It was very, 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 very
and
cool.
Beautiful. Oh my gosh. I can't even imagine how beautiful that was to hear. Like, that's awesome.
Well, yeah. Looking out at the Red Rocks of Colorado. Ugh,
gorgeous.
Yeah, it was pretty neat.
That's a pretty wedding.
And then the lucky turd. They're getting their pictures taken. They didn't take pictures before the wedding.
Oh, yes, I remember. Yeah.
They get them taken after the wedding.
Yeah.
And just because he is this lucky of a guy who always has incredibly fortunate things happen for him, has a deer, gorgeous deer, come up and stand behind them while they're taking photos at Red Rocks.
How perfect is that?
And it just stood there for probably, it seemed like at least 5 minutes. It probably wasn't quite that long, but
right.
It was at least two, for sure.
Long enough for the photographer
to get
pictures.
Long enough for the photographer to get lots of pictures, and he's like, just stay still, and I'm going to keep snapping.
Yeah.
And it was like someone staged it. It was completely unfair.
So cool.
No one should be that lucky all the time.
I just,
but he is.
Yeah, but what a pretty wedding, yeah. But, you know, the wedding was beautiful. I automatically think of that song, though, as the one, Gold Digger. So when I heard it, I was immediately like, what the heck?
Yeah, no, it's not.
Like, how dare you play that at a wedding?
It's not Gold Digger.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
I Got a Woman.
She gave me money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a kind of. Friend indeed.
Friend.
I got a woman.
I got a woman.
Way over town. That's good to me.
That's good to me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, but just think of the song that would be more.
Here's the thing that's funny, though. As I'm playing that back, Mel's telling me the story. I didn't know the original song. I went and found it on YouTube.
I didn't know it either.
And I know.
And I was sitting across the way.
But Mel is all in upset mode. This is wrong. This is an injustice.
No.
This was terrible. And then I'm playing the song and I go, you're freaking out about nothing, aren't you? And Mel goes, I'm freaking out about nothing. But I then did, you kept trying to make the excuse why it should not have been played.
I admitted that, yes. that I was freaking out about nothing, but I also couldn't hear it very well. So if I would have heard,
and
I
then
got a
came
woman,
the excuses.
Yeah, if I would have heard, I got a woman, I probably wouldn't have been as upset.
Or as Mel calls them, reasons.
Well, they are reasons.
Excuses.
Reasons.
Potato, potato.
Hot 104.7.com.